Nice to meet you. You are live on ABC News.
Dear Lord. Shocking.
I got to talk for 45 minutes so far.
You must be exhausted. Want some water?
Oh, if you've got it.
I'll get some water for you.
Well, so tell me what it's like to finally be at the premiere of this film that you've been working on for such a long time.
It's funny. We were just all talking about that at the hotel, that none of us can really believe that we're here finally letting the movie go into the world. But it's been a long time. It's been an amazing crew, an incredible cast, and I think the movie's a total blast.
Now, this is also one of the first premieres of its kind to be in IMAX with a live orchestra. As a filmmaker, what does that mean to you?
Well, it is the first outdoor IMAX. It's a premiere at Comic-Con with a full orchestra playing live.
Yeah.
The logistics to make this work were insane, and I know I'm just grateful to everyone who's pulled it off, but I think the movie is really incredibly fun. I think tonight should be a real blast.
You spoke to Justin earlier, who said that you were so giving with what you said to him before we went into production. What was it like for you to let go of the reins and turn it over?
The truth is, Zachary Quinto, he plays Spock. The truth is, it was both. It was bittersweet. It was both a really kind of nerve-wracking thing, because I love this cast so much. I care about the franchise, the world so much. And also, it was comforting, because Justin loves Star Trek and has since he was a kid, in a way that made me feel like everyone's in really good hands. And he's so talented, obviously.
Now, he said that his son's a Star Wars fan and just went to pieces after meeting you. That has to feel kind of good.
I don't believe it for a second. His son, A, could not be more adorable, and B, was cool as a cucumber. There was no way that kid was losing it.
Well, maybe he has a future.
I don't know. Maybe he does. He's actually in the movie. He has one little moment, and he's all painted green. And, in fact, he wanted to be green because he wanted to be Yoda.
That's too cute.
True.
Good story. Thank you so much. Have the best night.
You too.
Thank you.